Oregon. We're back in Oregon with Mike Tirico. That was the 44th pick of the 2019 NBA draft. All right, folks, lock it up. That time on Friday, head shake, faces are palmed. Who's the first person to call it a face palm? Because that's a good one. It's so accurate and it's so telling. I love it. It's even an emoji. That's the best part about it. So it's called the Crunch Time Toolshed. And before I roll out my trifecta of nominees, let's bring him in. He's the landlord and he's got the key.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
All right, we'll start here. FIFA and their use of VAR in the Women's World Cup. For the record and for non-football fans, it stands for Video Assistant Referee, which is, you know, their version of replay. Ref can either put on the headset and hear the explanation, or in the case of the Americans versus Sweden yesterday, watch the tape themselves. So up 1-0, the Americans scored on a Heath Tobin goal from a tremendous angle. Then they went and took the goal back, ruled she was crossing and not attempting a shot on goal, and changed the call to an own goal. I think it was a terrible decision. Then on a penalty kick, in another game, the Scottish goalie made a save. They reviewed it and said, she moved early. She didn't. They did a re-kick, Argentina scored, and Scotland was eliminated from the World Cup. Hell, I'm a big proponent of technology and replay. Use it right, don't overthink, and don't be incompetent?
FIFA?
Yeah, I guess that's an oxymoron, or a big moron. Next up, the Tampa Bay Rays. Sure. Buster Olney on ESPN last night called them the best-run organization in Major League Baseball. I get that, but when you draw 86 people per game and have a bad local TV deal and baseball does not have revenue sharing, it's kind of tough. But the audacity to think you can then split your fan disloyalty between not only those two cities, but two countries. It's kind of a joke. You can't draw flies to an outhouse in that ridiculous non-baseball supporting community. And now, so MLB is going to allow you to explore the opportunity despite being last, and last again in attendance. You get to make a plea for two new stadiums, one in St. Pete and one in Montreal. Yeah, I don't think so. And I like St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman said, this doesn't happen without my consent until 2020 because of the current contractual obligation under the signed lease. And he said, I'm not even bringing it up before the city council. So, translation, yeah, that's a hard pass. Lastly, to a segment of Oregon basketball fans the past 24 hours. You know, I'm kind of happy to say it's not that many, but those who actually seem to be taking joy that Lewis King and Kenny Wooten did not get drafted at all, it's like, really? That makes you happy? Same guys who just helped your favorite team make the Sweet 16? 90 days ago, you were rooting your ass off for them. Then they decide to pursue a dream, literally the reason they came to this school, because it's become a legitimate pipeline to the NBA. Look, was it completely ridiculous for Wooten to think he'd get drafted? Of course. Anybody who told him he was going to is wrong. But he could still play pro ball. And if college wasn't his thing, don't you just wish him well and move on? But the maliciousness and pettiness of some of you, that'll teach him a lesson. Would King have benefited from returning, playing a healthy season, and helping the program back to the dance? Of course. like with every other good player who leaves early. But some of your anger and ill will, get a grip, folks. Not going to call out the fans. The Tampa Bay Rays, it ain't happening. It's always fun to have FIFA in the tool shed. So there our entry for mid-June of 2019. And with that, and just that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.